This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's welcome aboard right now Jack Armstrong, Toronto Raptors TV analyst, former coach. Jack, don't want to hit you over the head. Welcome aboard again. It's Taz and the Moose. Thank you for the time, and tough loss for the Raptors last night. But explain to Taz and myself, because I we can't rationalize it out. Up six, 3:05 to go, ball in hand, Warriors reeling. Why would Nick Nurse use back-to-back timeouts there when all the momentum in the world is on the Raptors' side?
Well, first of all, I look at it this way. When he did it, and you know, Golden State only had one timeout left, so they were trying to hold on to it, and the momentum had shifted, and Steve Kerr had to use a timeout earlier. I think the Raptors got to a point where they got it up six, and I think, you know, sometimes as a coach, you know your team better than anybody else, and you're seeing things in terms of fatigue or whatever the case may be that you just say, okay, I'm going to call this timeout here and say, fellas, we're up six. This is it. We're going to close it right here. And here are the few things I want you to do. And you go back out there. And you feel confident that whether you give your opponent an advantage or not, you feel you know your team better than anybody else. And you say, okay, this is when I want to regroup and make sure we make our next push and completely put this game away. Did it work out? No, it didn't. But I look at the job that Nick Nurse has done this season with this team, and the calls he's made have worked out overwhelmingly in his favor. So, you know, from a traditional standpoint, you kind of know that the other guy's probably going to hold on to that timeout because it's the only one they got, and a lot of coaches like to have that to advance the ball late if they need it. The reality is it just didn't work out. But at the same time, I look at why he did it, and when he did it, I understood why he did it. Was there a risk involved? Sure, there's risk involved. Is there the second guess involved? Yeah, definitely. But nonetheless, the Raptors come out and score four straight points, that game's over. So, again, at that moment, I think he made a gut call, and it ended up not working out.
Yeah, I get the feeling, Jack, if he would have had a chance to do it all over again, he probably wouldn't call the timeout. That's just my opinion as a viewer watching it and as a former athlete, but whatever, you know, that's what happens, right? Armchair quarterback, and I get it. It's just tough, like to Moose's point. And you kind of said, you know, also when there's that momentum going, right? You got that momentum going, and it's getting late. You know, you're getting ready to wrap this thing up, and it's like you know, your team's scoring. You're less than, and both teams were exhausted, and the last thing you want to do is give that other team a chance to catch their breath, get their sea legs under. But let me ask you, Jack. The shock of the crowd last night after the loss. I mean, because it was like, even though Durant was going to play and we knew he was going to get into the game, once that was announced that he was playing, you know, it still felt like it was going to be Toronto's night. And you know what I mean? Speak on that a little bit, the shock of the crowd last night after the loss.
Well, the Raptors trailed almost the whole game. You know, when we talk right about that 6-point lead with 3 minutes left, I mean, the biggest lead was 2 points early in the game, and then they played from behind the whole night. So in spite of the shock, you know, there was a reality that the fans were facing last night that the Warriors were playing better than their team.
Right.
And so to me, was there shock? Yeah, no doubt. Frustration? Yeah, no doubt. But also respect. That, you know, again, you're watching a team that's been to the finals five straight times, and they have two guys that are going to be first ballot Hall of Famers someday. It's Steph Curry and Klay Thompson putting on a show under duress on the road, and they were great. And you take your hat off to them. Going into the series, I don't think anyone thought it would be a short series. And the Raptors, to their credit, this year going into that game, had beaten the Warriors 5 out of 6 times. And with the whole Kevin Durant thing, the thing I always felt was, the 2 games that Kevin Durant played against the Raptors this year, the Raptors beat them both times. So as great as KD is, the Raptors have just been the better team in the matchup. I think when you get up 6 and then you're not able to close, you look at the other guy and say, what'd they do and what did you do? I thought the Warriors played with great pace and moved the ball quickly and got the ball to the weak side. And Curry and Thompson both, did a really good job getting themselves open. And the ball found them quickly, and they got rid of it quickly. They made plays, and I thought the Raptors got a little stagnant offensively and a few shots that I think they'd want back. So there's no question. There's 2 ways to look at it. So one team won it, one team lost it. But I look at the Warriors. They came out and they definitely won it. They went and got it. They took advantage of the Raptors' stagnant offense, and the Raptors had some mistakes in terms of perimeter coverage, and those guys got free and took big-time shots and made them.
Jack, there's some that are going to believe that this series, the complexion of this series changed last night with that 9-2 run by Golden State to close it and to win Game 5. How does Nick Nurse and his staff prevent that from being the case here moving forward? Game 6 Thursday night. What do you want to see from Toronto in Golden State on Thursday night?
Well, the complexion changed for both teams because the announcement of KD's injury. KD had 11 points in that game. You take those points away, does Golden State win? So the complexion changed both ways. And I understand that the Warriors are playing at home on Thursday night, but the Raptors have won all 3 games this year at Oracle Arena against the Warriors. 4 of the 5 games that have been won in this finals have been won by the road team. Go figure, right?
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it changed for both teams, quite frankly. The Warriors, what are they going to look like now on Thursday? And Kevon Looney got banged up again, so I'm not sure what the story with him is. And definitely for the Raptors, with a chance to close and win a title with the trophy in the building, and now you got to travel 3,000 miles. That's a tough break. But I feel pretty confident that the Raptors, they know deep down, based upon playing these guys now, the number of times they've played them, that they match up well. And if they do the things they're capable of doing, they're going to have a chance to win on Thursday night. And if it doesn't work out Thursday night, they'll have a chance to win on Sunday. They just got to play better. The Raptors got outshot by 36 points from behind the arc. I mean, the Warriors made 20 threes, and the Raptors only made 8. Coming into the series, into the game last night, the Raptors had outshot the Warriors from 3. They had outshot them from the line. They outshot them from the field. They were plus 12 in terms of takeaway, giveaway, the turnover margin. And they really dominated those categories, and they did a good job of keeping Golden State under control. And then when you look at last night, I just thought the Warriors were the sharper, more efficient offensive team. And the Raptors had some breakdowns last night defensively that cost them big time.
You listen to Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now is Jack Armstrong, Toronto Raptors TV analyst. Jack, Kawhi Leonard, so last night his performance in the fourth quarter, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you put this guy down as like an all-time stud or what? I mean, speak on Kawhi a little bit if you don't mind.
And he had a tough night last night. The turnovers were a problem, shooting percentage. It didn't look like he had the same pop and bounce that he did in games 3 and 4 in Oakland. But, you know, when you look at the opportunity to watch him every night, it's just a joy. I mean, the guy just brings it every night. He's a great competitor. He's a fearless. He's a great shot maker. He shoots it from three, mid-range, create his own off the bounce, get to the rim, draw fouls, make free throws. Rebounding the ball like a beast in this series. His playmaking, he had turnovers last night, but, you know, I think he was 6 assists. I don't have right in front of me at this moment, but I think he had 6 assists last night again. His playmaking. And then, of course, his defense, on ball, off ball, you name it. And the guy doesn't take plays off. I mean, he's a tremendous competitor, and great to see what he's been able to do, and I'm sure he'll bounce back and be ready on Thursday.
Jack, we have about a minute left here. You believe that one of the next two games are going to go the Raptors' way. You think the Raptors are winning this championship, right?
I think if they take care of the ball and continue to move the ball the way they are, they'll get the shots that they're getting. And they missed a lot of good shots last night. And they got outshot by a really good team. But I think they're capable of making more than they did. So I think if you take – you got to keep Golden State out of transition. Must. I think they turned it over 13 times last night. And they gave up 20 points off of those. So Golden State is just an incredible quick strike team. And you got to keep them in front of you. You can't let them get behind your defense. The more they play in the half court against your half court defense, the better off you are. And I think the Raptors have been real sound in terms of their perimeter defense. I think KD really helped them last night get off to a good start because he's another shooter on the floor.
Right.
And they shot the you-know-what out of it.
Yeah, they shot great. Hey, Jack.
Early in the game, and that was the big difference.
Hey, Jack, we appreciate the time this morning. It's going to be fun Thursday night. Thanks for your perspective, as always. Enjoy your Tuesday, all right?
Guys, thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.